This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, if you've been watching all day long, if you've been watching, not the Hillary Clinton thing, we'll talk about that in a minute, but have you been watching the video of the protests on Trump? Isn't that amazing how they do that? I mean, they're called protests. They even get permits to protest. And then what do? They show up on American soil with Mexican national flags, right? And what was it? Was it New Mexico last night? And so they're in New Mexico last night. And what are they doing? Let me see. They're protesting Trump by tearing up the streets, by tearing up cop cars, right? By throwing rocks at the cops. I'm sorry. The dictionary definition of that is called a riot. They should be arrested. We should. You know what? And for those of you who are going to write me emails that say you don't believe in the freedom of protest, yeah, you can protest all you want to. Okay, when you don't drag other people in, when you don't cost municipalities money, right? When you do it properly, that's fine. You want to protest Trump? Don't show up at his hotels. Don't show up at his golf course. Oh, wait. Most of the people I saw couldn't show up at one of his hotels. Even to pick up a free, free condiments from the restaurant or something. I don't know. But they show up with Mexican. Did you see any American flags in those? No. Let me give you a little hint. If you're not from this country, if you're not here legally, you don't have a right to protest there. You don't have a right to protest who we're going to choose for president. And then the one young lady thought she was so smart. She says, yes, the people of New Mexico don't want Trump here. No, the person, you, don't want him there. And all those people that were bussed in, all those people that were paid to be there, they don't want him there. They don't even know why they don't want him there. Most of those people probably couldn't spell Trump. It's infuriating. And then what's the left say? They're allowed to protest. They weren't protesting. They were rioting. Once you start ripping up police cars, you're rioting. Get it straight. You wonder why we dislike you so much. You can't change the meanings as you go. You don't change the meanings to fit your narrative of what you believe to be truth. It doesn't work that way. God. I just got a text from our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey Duncan sent me a text that said, hey, Joe, guess what? The officers are suing the state attorney in Baltimore. And all the officers suing, they're black officers. The black officers are suing the black attorney general and the black mayor. Interesting how that works. You know, I've been saying it for a long time, but I wouldn't have taken it this far. I cannot believe how far they've allowed this to go. Seriously, I can't believe how far Baltimore and Maryland have allowed this to go. You know, I don't think, not a lot of states like California have these recall initiatives where you can actually recall elected officials. She needs to be recalled. And not because of her skin color. She needs to be recalled because of her incompetence. The mayor, the attorney general, useless. And all they're doing is causing those people to have to spend more tax money in a depressed state already, in a depressed city already. And guess who runs it? Yeah, I'll let you figure it out. Seriously. Anyway, like I said, I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you're on the air with me, paying attention. After the first break, we're going to have David Goss on with us. He's the president of Patriotic Investments, but he's also the founder of, you ready for this one? Now, I expect you all to go there and sign up as soon as possible. Trump Singles. That's right. There's a whole website dedicated to TrumpSingles.com. Now, I'm not going to sign into it for obvious reasons, because there's a bunch of people that would love to catch me doing something wrong or perceived to be doing something wrong. So I don't want my name on any of those websites. But we're going to ask him. My understanding is, man, the site's getting a lot of traffic. He's got a lot of people that have signed up. I mean, can you imagine Trump people dating? Oh, I'm not even going to go where I want to go with that one. Anyway, again, always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. We're going to talk a little bit, too, in the second hour. I'm going to see if I can get Kerry Davis on with me tonight, too. But in the second hour, I guess, you know, what was Hillary saying that, you know, about the FBI only investigating her server? Although, I don't know how that works. I don't know how you investigate an inanimate object. I just don't know how you do that. But even the State Department came out today and said that she was wrong. What she did was wrong. But to her credit, her team came out and said, well, you know what? She didn't do anything that any other State Department official did or head of the State Department, right? But here's the difference. She is the only one that has a server in her house. Well, actually, in her bathroom. What does she think? You know, by her putting it in her bathroom, does that show what she believes or what she thinks about our security systems? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, And the fellow that claimed, now they're saying that her server was never hacked. Their little spokeshole they have running around says the server was never hacked. Yet, this guy, Guccifer, the one that allegedly hacked the email server, he's been picked up by the feds, all right? He's actually pleaded guilty, but he's made a deal with the feds. There's a lot. A lot's going to come out of this, I'm telling you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Rail Side. We're going to hear from David Goss, founder of Trump Singles, right after this. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I can see you right now in the kitchen bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
Back. That's right, you better be American-made. Look, I say this often. I've got 92 million Americans out of work. Do you really have to buy foreign products? And we really got to the point where that's the only choice we have. Let's help put some of these people back to work. And no, I don't mean like when you buy an Apple product, you realize that's not made in America. You got what I'm saying here? So do a little homework, do a little research, and try to buy American-made. Let's try to start putting our people back to work. That would be either that... or let's get let's get Trump into the White House. You know, he'll put people back to work. You know, Hillary ain't going to do it because she's going to put out the she's going to put the coal people out of work and the rest of them as well. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side here on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. If you want stations and times, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion and three things that you can do up on the website with me. I've asked David Goss to join me. He's the president of Patriotic Investments, but he's also the founder of a website called TrumpSingles.com. David, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
You know, I mean, this is going to be fun. What, David, what, what made you Trump Singles? What were you just sitting there on the couch one day saying, geez, you know, there's got to be something going on. There's got to be a way to find a girl that's into Trump and date her or something. I don't know. Tell me how this came about.
Well, what happened was about a few months ago, some people started a Bernie Singles website, and so I saw that. And
oh,
I was
wow.
Like, That's a good idea. So, and I went and immediately I checked out to see if there was a Trump Singles because I thought, you know, that's something that'd be cool to do. And there wasn't one. So I was able to immediately go and get the domain. And then I was kind of deciding what I was really going to do with the domain, what kind of direction I wanted to go with it. If I wanted to do an actual dating site or make something funny or something like that. And I started to hear stories, when I told people that I had the TrumpSingles.com domain, and they were telling me that, oh, that's a great idea, you should do a dating website. I've had a friend who's gone on a date, and then they find out that different political views, and the date ends right there. I've even heard one as bad as a friend told me that he has a friend who's a female, who's a Trump supporter. She was on a date with a man who was a Clinton supporter. He ended up bringing up the political side of things, and she mentioned that she was a Trump supporter. He just stared blankly at her, stood up, walked out, left her with the bill and the rest of the food. And so,
well, wait. You know, that's a perfect Bernie supporter. You don't like me, have to say, we'll just walk away, right?
Right.
Oh God.
So,
you should. You know what? You should have a place. Is there now? Listen, I could go to the website, join up, and look around. But you know, people would love to nail me like I was out on a dating site. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I didn't go there, and I didn't look around. Do you have an area, a blog area, a place where people could talk about their experiences and that kind of stuff, or no?
Not yet. We're planning on expanding at some point. Like, we just started last week, was the website was completely installed. We're going to have apps coming out this week. So we're still new, and we're still developing and evolving. So as of right now, it's just a place to find people and a place where you can meet up, and it's $5 a month. So it's very reasonable. Yeah, especially compared to other dating sites, unless you're off on that Bernie Sanders tangent and you want to go for that free stuff. I mean, that stuff's out there too, but that's not going to be as good a quality as we're going to try to be putting out. So,
is Bernie Singles cheap?
It's free.
Perfect. So it's free. And then on top of that, it probably has a list of free restaurants you can take your date to. Places where you can get recycled clothing. That you probably don't have to pay for, or pay very little for, right? Don't you think?
that would fit their bill perfectly. So I hope they have something like that going on, because that would work well for them. But I don't know if they're smart enough to do that.
And because it's the early hour, I'll stay away from some of the things I could say about the Hillary site. But we'll post that on a different day. But all right, so you come up with this idea. You're sitting there. Did you pitch it to any friends first and say, hey, what do you think about this?
I did. I definitely did. I talked to people from all different spectrums of the political scene, and everybody, even people that hate Trump, thought it was a great idea. Everyone's like that's great. That's going to be something. That's going to be big. So I approached one of my friends one night when we were playing darts, and I asked him if he would be willing to help me develop this website. And he
you went away. Not to be found again. Well, we'll pull him back on in a second, I guess. Maybe. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see, this is what's great about live radio. Anything can happen. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you aboard. Let's see if we can get him back. Try to get him back on there. And because I'm really, you know, Trump, think about that. Trump Singles. Right? I mean, I think you should do the whole list. Trump Singles, Hillary Singles, who else is there? Ooh, can you imagine Elizabeth Warren Singles? Bernie. Well, he's already got Bernie singles, he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, Dave, you said you already had Bernie, there's already Bernie singles out there, right?
Yes, yes, there's already Bernie singles out there, and so that's kind of what gave me the idea. I was like, I was going to go see if there's a Trump one, and we jumped right in, and there wasn't one, so we were able to create it and make it our own.
Yeah, well, you know, this could really, now, if you make any money with this, as I throw them out there, I'm expecting my 10% cut here. So you could, you know, just go down the whole list. How about, you know, Pelosi singles for those on the edge, you know, or for those in a fog? How's that one? You know, you could do that one.
Right. Yeah, we can go, there's many, you can go to Clinton singles and make it a, you can date multiple women's site, for Bill Clinton, or we can go all over the place
with this. Well, Hillary singles, those who have been, you know, hurt by their husbands or whatever. When your husband has more dates than you do, I don't know, whatever there is. It's just amazing. Okay, so your buddies, did anybody say to you, you're out of your mind, don't do this?
No, I didn't have one negative response to it. And everyone that I talked to is a very truthful person with me. They would tell me if it was something wasn't a good idea or not, or kind of laugh it off. And everyone was very supportive of it. So it was something that made me feel good going into it, and so far we've had a lot of good responses with it, positive and negative, but we've had a lot of responses.
All right, so what's your background? I mean, is there anything in your background that would lead you to this Trump singles is just a place where people can kind of meet on the same political page kind of thing? But you have no background in any of this, do you? Politics,
no.
Or dating, or.
Well, I mean, I'm married, so I was a successful dater at one point.
Yeah.
Okay. But as far as politics, no. You know, I've just recently gotten into politics in the last few years, as I got into it, I really started to understand what was going on, and it really pushed
You got to hold that thought. We got to go to a commercial break because I do believe in capitalism. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Rail Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. We appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up on the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can give me your email address. If you give me your email address, once a week I send you I send out an email. I let you know who's going to be on the show, the topics we're going to be discussing, that kind of thing. So, you know what? And listen, you guys must, you have, I know you have a level of intelligence because you're listening to my show, so you know how to unsubscribe if you don't like what I'm sending. It ain't that hard, to use my best English. Anyway, I've asked David Goss to join me. He's the president of Patriotic Investments, and he's also the founder of a website called, of a site called TrumpSingles.com. And David, thanks for being with me.
Thank you.
Yeah. One of my, one of my listeners just said there's only one problem with your site. It only has two genders on it, and that could be a problem for some people. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, I mean, there wasn't an option to put in transgender. So, I mean, you know, you pick the men's bathroom or the women's bathroom. That's it.
Yeah. Well, so, I know that, you know, on Facebook, there's, what would we come up with, 52 of them or something ridiculous like that? You can add whatever you want as you go, which is always quite interesting because, anyway, I won't even go there. We'll keep it nice this time. So, so you said you recently got into politics, you know, and that kind of thing. And one of the things you brought up, which I thought was really interesting, when it comes to dating, is the two things that people never really talk about when they first get together is religion and politics. And
right.
And I love your story about the guy that just kind of looked at the girl across the table and said she was a Trump supporter, got up and walked out. So, at some point in time, it'd be great to hear more of those, you know, from your site, but. But did you give that much thought? Did you really think that, you know, that this was such a big issue, politics and dating? And most people don't.
I didn't. I didn't think about it initially. As I started the site, I was kind of doing some research. And initially, religion was one of the biggest things that caused rifts in relationships. And politics has actually taken that over. Politics now, based on surveys that have been done, is the number one thing that will ruin a relationship. So this is actually helping people out by getting him past that first hurdle of that, and so you don't have to worry about that. You can go and you can meet somebody, and you can, if you enjoy them and you enjoy their, spending time with them, then you're already right there. And you don't have to worry about, okay, is this person going to, like, are we going to enjoy the same lifestyle or not because of our political views? So it kind of takes that out of it and makes it easier for the dating scene.
Yeah, I get, you know, they used to say the number one killer of a relationship was money. I'm starting to believe that, you know, like you say, it's politics, then religion, and then money at this particular point in time. Just nuts. All right, so during the break, we were talking a little bit about the numbers, which I think is just, when did the site go, when did the Facebook page go up or the site page go up?
The site was initially up, was still up but under construction May 6th. May 14th, the site was completely functional. So we've been up for about a little over a week, and then we have our Trump singles Facebook page, which is very easy to find. It's just TrumpSingles.com, and it's right up there. You just search in Facebook, and you'll find it with the .com at the end. And then for Twitter, we have about 5,000 followers on Facebook, and then on Twitter we have about 27,000, and that's
wow.
At TrumpSingles.com. So it's just at TrumpSingles.com without the .net. So
wow.
And we.
No, I was going to say, I love that. I love the fact that I want people to get this. 27,000 Twitter followers in less than a full week, in less than 10 days. I mean, that's unheard of. So,
yeah.
You know, good for you. Glad to hear it, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah,
that was a big surprise when that started happening.
When you were looking at those, were you thinking, oh, my God, you know, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah.
Or did you know you were hitting a nerve?
I figured it was one of two things, that either I was getting a bunch of support or I was getting a bunch of people that were waiting to see what we were going to do and waiting for us to fail. You know, but I think we do have a mixture of both in that. But we started an ad campaign with Twitter, and so far every retweet that we've had has had some sort of negative connotation, except for maybe a handful, which I love. I love the negative because as far everything that I've seen as far as Trump goes, every time that anybody bashes him or says anything bad about him, he seems to gain more ground.
Right.
And I feel that we're going to be doing the same thing too. The more that people talk negatively about us, the more that we're going to get talked about.
Oh yeah,
the more we're going to become recognizable. So. We're loving it. We're absolutely loving it.
No, I think it's, what about merchandising? What could I buy?
Right now, I just actually had my first T-shirts printed today. So, we're selling those for $15 a piece. We only have a handful right now. We're going to be getting some more. So we're going to be putting those up. I'm going to make that available on the Facebook page here in the next few days.
Well, you know, I got to tell you something. I think this is a good idea. I think you've hit on something here. And if it goes, think about some of the other things that you'd be able to kind of spin that into. So the question of the night, too, is are you a Trump supporter? And why? Tell me why you're getting behind, other than you can make a mint with him. But
well, I am a Trump supporter. I've believed in him since you know, earlier on this year, when I saw how much ground he was gaining, and I was like, yes, you know, this is actually going to happen. So the reason why I'm a Trump supporter is because I like what he says. I don't necessarily agree with everything that he says, but there's a whole lot more good, as far as I'm concerned, that can bring America back to what it used to be again. And you know, we need to take a step back. We need to look at where all the mistakes were made over the past 8 years, and see how we can fix those. And then we can start moving forward from there. And everyone's talking about being progressive and progress. We need to move forward. Well, there's been mistakes made, and we all know that. We've all seen that. We see how America is these days. And some things need to change. Some things need to get fixed, and we need Trump to do that for us.
Yeah, why do you think Trump has hit the nerve? Now, don't just say it because of what you just said, but I mean, he's hit a nerve with a lot of people, and people that normally wouldn't be considered conservative or even political. We've seen people actually registering for the first time as Republicans because of him.
Yeah, and I think that's because he's not a politician. He's a businessman. He's not a politician. He doesn't have to say all those things to keep his job. He's already made his millions. He has a job. He's set for life. So he's able to go in and say, this is what really needs to get done. And he doesn't need to sit there and hand feed every different demographic and tell them how how what he's going to do for them and how great like he's going to be for each of these. You know, he's coming in and saying, this is what we need to do to fix America. It's not going to be everybody's cup of tea, but eventually they're all going to see that we're in a much better place after he's able to get his hands on the reins of our country and be able to steer us right back in the right direction again.
Yeah, my only concern with him is that he really doesn't understand how politics works. And maybe that's a good thing. I don't know. Maybe, you know, he's used to, if somebody's not doing their job, firing them. I don't think what he understands is that once you get a government job, that's it. It's over. You're in. I mean, look what the VA, the head of the VA just said. He's not going anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And you know, it could go awry. You know, I'm really hoping it doesn't. I really believe that it won't. But, you know, there's always a chance that it will. You know, it's only 4 years. Once 4 years is up, then if we need to elect somebody else, we can. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think we're going to have him for 8 years. I think that he's going to do a great job, and I think that we're going to become a bigger, a better, a stronger country again.
Now, unless I misunderstood you, you said you really recently started to engage and got involved in politics. Is that true?
Yeah, about 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay. And what got you involved? Age, kids, change in lifestyle? Why did you finally go, you know what, I got to look at this and I got to get involved with this?
Because I saw what Obama was doing to our country and I didn't like it. And I wanted to understand why he was doing what he did, and I never could. And so it was, I didn't understand why he was doing the things he's doing. So I started getting more involved and paying more attention. And then that also led me to like pay more attention even at a local level too. So I've just been getting more involved all up and down the board. But it's a great time to be involved. This is one of the best political seasons that we've had in a long time. It's very, very polarizing with the two very extreme candidates, but it's a good time to be paying attention. It's a good time to know what's going on.
Yeah, and it's funny you say that and you're bringing that to the table and you're talking about how it's different. Are you more excited that there's a, I don't know, a new way of doing politics, if you would? Do you see this as a good thing?
I think it's a great thing. I think that there's a lot of underhandedness that has been going on, things that people didn't really pay attention to, didn't really know that was going on. Like even on like over the entire spectrum, like this, like the super delegates, a lot of people didn't understand how that worked, and now they're starting to see it. And especially, like I said, on the Democratic side, a lot of people are pissed off.
All right,
they're not happy about what's going on.
Hold on to that thought, because that's a really good point you bring up. We'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break, I promise.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I mean it sincerely. It's always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Let me get right back to my guest. David Goss has joined me. He's he's with Patriotic Investments, and also he's the founder of TrumpSingles.com. And David, thanks for joining me.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Well, here's some of the questions now coming, you know, out of the chat room and other places. First of all, you were talking before we went to break on how politics works. You said you were a registered independent when we were on the break, and then you switched over. I mean, before you switched, when you registered as an independent, what was politics? Was it just kind of, you know, something I have to do, I got to vote? How involved were you, really?
I wasn't wasn't really involved. I would slightly pay attention. I would still mostly vote Republican, even though I wasn't registered a Republican. I've always leaned Republican my entire life, just because that's with my dad. That's kind of just how it happened. But growing up and seeing how things worked with the Republican side of things, I was always more enamored with than I was with the Democratic side of things. I just always thought that, you know, they had the best interest for America and for capitalism, for business. They had the best interest for America with that, and I didn't really see that with the Democratic side. I think Obama kind of proved that.
Yeah, you might have moved locations. You need to find someplace to get a really strong signal again. That's all right. So, you've been watching these protests, I would imagine, that have been going on and what have you. And I'm all for free speech. I really am. People have a right to protest, but they don't have a right to riot. So, what do you think about, you know, you see these protests out in front of Trump's rallies, and everybody's trying to blame him for it. Give me your thoughts on it.
He's not doing anything. They want to blame him. They just want to use him as a scapegoat. They're going to go out and cause all these problems and then say, oh, it's because of him. No, the people need to take responsibility for their actions. And these people are going out and they're willingly doing this. It's not something where Trump's going out and telling these protesters, hey, go be a menace to a society. Go attack. Go be violent. He's not telling them to do this. It's not his fault. These people, they're making their own decision to go out and do this, and they need to be held responsible for it. Because it's not a right thing to do. You don't see a bunch of Trump supporters going out bashing in police cars, stuff like that, when Hillary's having a
no, I know. Good having, point. Yep, there you go. You know,
so you don't see it there.
No, I agree with you, and I think it's really funny though that when this is all over, would you be surprised to find out, or if somebody trips on the fact that these so-called Trump protesters are being paid?
Oh, not at all. I wouldn't be surprised one bit if George Soros is pouring some money in and paying some people, finding them whatever medium that he uses to find people to do this. And honestly, if you look at it, Trump isn't even president. He's already creating jobs. So, like, so I mean, he,
all right, that's a good
people
point.
Need to really look at that. Yeah. So he's been doing a good job already. He hasn't even been elected.
There you go.
He hasn't even officially gotten the nomination. He's already helping America.
You know, you made a good point earlier to talk about a dozen times that people don't. He doesn't need a job, okay? He's very successful. This is kind of the icing on his life career. You know, if he didn't win, he goes back to work. It's not a big whoop for him. I mean, if anything, he's given up something that he loves to do, and he is definitely the boss at what he does. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. He has nothing, and that's why he doesn't have to play to the people. He doesn't have to go to, like I was saying, every demographic and hand feed them and tell them what he's going to do to help them and support them. He comes out, he says, this is what needs to get done. And if he offends somebody, oh well. Because again, if he doesn't get elected, it's not like he loses a job.
Right.
You know, where all these other politicians, they have to hold on, because otherwise, what are they going to do? They really don't have much other life skills, from what I've seen. So they're going to be they're stuck just being politic or being politicians. Where he's not in that. He's not in that state. He's not in that. You know, so he doesn't have to worry about that.
Oh.
So I think that's why he's able to say whatever he wants to say and say what he means.
Yeah, I don't know how old you are. I'm in my mid-50s, and when you're looking out over America right now, when you're looking at what's happening in the news and you see that the younger people really, they don't seem to really understand what America's about. They really don't seem to understand. They think socialism is when you take care of people in need. They don't really understand it. Does any of what you're hearing from them concern / scare you for our future?
It does. It really does. I mean, our country was founded on the basis of capitalism, and to try to change that is not, it's, I mean, to a proven failure of a system is, like, I don't understand why anybody thinks that that's a good idea. They're saying, oh, well, it's democratic socialism. It's different from other socialism. No, it is socialism, and it's not going to work. It's going to hurt us. And I think that's why, but you know, so many people think, oh, well, they're going to tax the rich and they're going to make the poor all great. But you know what? Nothing from them. I don't hear much for the middle class. You know, I don't hear anything about how my life's going to get better because of this.
Yeah.
And I see in capitalism how we can help create jobs so that the people that are poor, people that are struggling, can have an opportunity to bring themselves up and to work for a better life. You know, and socialism just doesn't do that. When you take somebody and you just give them handouts, what are they going to keep doing? They're going to keep coming back to that handout. They're not going to expect to have to work for it. And I think it's sending the wrong message.
Yeah, and you're not, you know, I'm speaking for you, but you tell me if I'm wrong. You're not necessarily opposed to somebody, you know, getting some help. Like I've always said, the thing with welfare for me is it's a great stopgap. It's a great to help somebody, but you shouldn't move in. We're not opposed to helping people through rough times, right?
Not at all. Not at all. Social Security, I think, is great for the elderly who may have had some troubles earlier on in their life and weren't able to get a great retirement. I think that welfare should be something. It should be like, you know, six months, a year, whatever, however long it takes them to get back on their feet, and then they need to stand up and take it from there. They can't expect them to constantly be handing them checks. Because that's how we continue to stay in debt, and that's our national debt even goes even higher, is because we're not able to pay it off because we're giving all of our money to people that just choose to work. You know, I want people that need the help. I don't want to help the people that don't want to help themselves.
Yeah, you know, it's funny how these kids today. I sound like my grandfather. These kids today, let me tell you. But it's funny how these kids today they really believe it. I'm calling out the college kids as kids, because when you see what's going on college campuses, you're paying attention, you see what I mean. But it's interesting how they think that education should be free. And if you're even close to my age, you start to understand that when people hand you things, when you go take these classes for free and you know there's no sweat, no pain, you're more likely to start picking and, you know, quitting this class, going to the next one, doing this, doing that, because there's no responsibility there. But when you're paying it, when the dime is yours, you know, you take your time, you make the right choices. To be free would be bad, wouldn't it? Don't you think?
Yeah. I think so. I think it's definitely bad. Something like that my dad had told me once, and I asked him to help me out with buying a car, and he said no. And I was like, why aren't you going to help me? He says, because if you pay for that entire car yourself, you're going to take a lot more care of that car than you would if I were to help you. And I did. I honestly did, because every penny I put into that, you know, and I took care of my car all the way until the wheels fell off of it. And and I think that's the same thing, that once you're, when you're in college, you're paying for college. I mean, even if you're getting a little assistance from your parents or federal aid or whatever, but as long as you're paying, then you're going to be putting more effort into it, because you're not just going to be like, oh, well, it's no big deal, but if I don't do this anymore, because I'm not losing anything. You know, where if you're putting money in, you're going to be losing, and you're going to try harder, and you're going to become a better, you're going to learn more, you're going to be more knowledgeable, you're going to become a better part of society.
Yeah, I think that it seems I've watched it happen over the last, more so over the last few years, where personal responsibility has been flushed, and it's everything is everybody else's fault. It's not really, you know, if you built an empire, then you didn't do it, but if you made a mistake and you've lost thousands of dollars, well, it's not your fault either. Responsibility is kind of gone. It's really freaky, isn't it?
It's unfortunate. Yeah. It's very unfortunate because when you have a responsibility and you skirt on that responsibility, it's supposed to be a negative towards you, where you realize that you need to be more responsible. Not something like, oh well, no effect on me if I don't do this.
Yeah.
You know, there should be an effect. There should be some sort of consequence if you're not holding yourself responsible.
Well, David, listen. Tell people one more time. Where can they get, you know, hit the website? How do they find you on Facebook? Now, we're going to post all that stuff, but let them know how they can find it and support you.
On Facebook, you just go to the search bar and type in TrumpSingles.com, and we'll come right up. We'll be the first one there. You'll see our logo. And then on Twitter, we are at TrumpSingles.com. So it's TrumpSingles.com, or TrumpSingles.com. So it's TrumpSingles.com without the dot for Twitter. So it's very easy to find us. We're, like I said, we have 27,000 followers, so we pop up pretty quick on there.
Wow, I just think that's great. Yeah. Hey, you got to come back on in a couple of weeks. I want to hear about the Twitter numbers. And again, you got to put a place for stories. I just think I would be rolling laughing with some of the stories that would probably come out of some of the dating experiences, if you would. You know what I'm saying?
All right, David. That's something we'll work on.
Thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me on, Joe. You have a wonderful evening.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
David Goss, president of Patriotic Investments. And, man, I don't have that kind of imagination. I really don't. I'd be thinking, what the heck? Trump Singles. How are we going to get him over there? Who wants to be a Trump Single? And, That's why we'll never be multi-billionaires, because I just, Pet Rock just totally eludes me. Anyhow, I'm Joe Bastien, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Please, please, please come back. A lot more coming up in the next hour. You're going to hear that some of the Bernie supporters would like to hear that Bernie Madoff would be his vice president running mate. What a great idea. A socialist and a capitalist together again. Oh, I mean a thief. We'll be right back.